The decade-long criminal pursuit of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan finally comes down to this. On Friday, a man once regarded as the state's most powerful politician will be sentenced for multiple corruption convictions. If Madigan gets a long prison term, could his next step be to seek relief from President Trump? Dave McKinney and John Seidel of the Chicago Sun-Times tried to find out.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich knows what Madigan is up against now. Blagojevich got 14 years for multiple corruption convictions, and Madigan is looking at more than a dozen years if prosecutors get their way. The two have been bitter rivals, considering how the ex-speaker launched impeachment efforts against Blagojevich 16 years ago. But now, Blagojevich says he carries no ill will toward Madigan and only offers his empathy. He told me, "I wouldn't wish what he's going through right now on my worst enemy, and Madigan was my worst enemy."
I'm John Seidel, federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Madigan's expected to face federal judge John Blakey this Friday. The sentencing will cap the most expansive corruption investigation in Chicago since Blagojevich. But things have changed a lot in the past decade, and even in the last few months, starting with the president aggressively undoing convictions and prison terms with the stroke of his pen. Earlier this year, Trump granted Blagojevich a pardon he didn't expect. And in late May, Trump commuted the federal prison term of Gangster Disciples co-founder Larry Hoover. Madigan's legal team won't say if they're also trying to get the president's attention, and there's nothing to suggest that anything's afoot. So I asked Chicago defense lawyer Michael Ettinger, who once represented Blagojevich's brother in federal court, what he would do if he were Madigan's attorney. Would he seek clemency for Madigan?
Immediately. Because of Trump's mindset right now and what some prosecutors and judges tried to do to him. I don't think I'd wait an hour till after sentencing before I'd file it.
Ettinger says Madigan's crimes only involved people getting paid to do little or no work, not something where someone died or lost their life savings.
And in the political world, some also question whether Madigan's next move might be to petition the White House. Political podcaster Joe Walsh was a one-term Northwest suburban Tea Party Republican congressman. He's anti-Trump and a recent convert to the Democratic Party. Walsh never directly interacted with Madigan, but he says the partisan congressional maps that Madigan blessed drove him from Congress in 2012. Walsh says it's entirely plausible that Madigan would want to get his case before Trump.
He's giving away pardons like candy now, like we've never seen. And he's easily influenced by people who've been loyal to him and who get to him. So if Madigan can find somebody like that, it's utterly believable that that would happen.
Walsh says Blagojevich could get Trump's attention. That would be one of the most unforeseeable, table-turning situations in Illinois politics in decades, because Madigan significantly hindered Blagojevich's legislative agenda as governor, and it was Madigan who pushed to drive Blagojevich permanently from state office after his FBI arrest.
Blagojevich won't say whether Madigan's camp has asked for his help winning an audience with Trump. Saying anything about that, he says, would be inappropriate ahead of Madigan's sentencing. But Blagojevich did offer this. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Just how desperate the 83-year-old Madigan turns out to be might hinge on whether he has to stay in prison until his mid-90s. I'm John Seidel.
And I'm Dave McKinney.